Good afternoon, Tracy Morgan with you with your extended news at noon. On the phone with me is John Oliver. He's our neighbor to the north, we'll say, from Erie Tourism. And of course, you know, our neighbors all around, we've been hit a little differently, although we're going through the same thing. Erie, of course, being very heavily affected with the Tourism Bureau. So I wanted to talk to John and just kind of get a feel of how Erie was affected. And it is open, so we do have some place to go and visit along with Butler County. John, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you for having me on, Tracy. Certainly appreciate it.
And so a lot of the conversations I've had over the past few months have been with those folks right here in Butler County. So how are our neighbors to the north doing? how are you? I know you've been open with Waldermere, and of course we don't have the shoreline like you do. I know we have Moraine, but a little different than Lake Erie. But how are you doing up there?
Well, you know, we seem to be doing fairly well. Our number of cases have kind of plateaued, and all of our attractions are now open, along with a wide selection of accommodations are open. All of them have worked very hard at putting the safety protocols into place, so that we can feel assured in offering anybody from Butler who wants to come up to Erie for the day or overnight, that we can provide a safe environment for them. The beaches, which is really our biggest draw, are working very hard. They're practicing social distancing on the beaches. Lifeguards are making sure that groups that aren't families are 6 feet apart. They're encouraging people to wear masks from their car to the beach, but if they're able to social distance, they're okay without a mask, and obviously in the water not. Our major, you mentioned Waldermere, amusement park is open. They're operating at 50% capacity so that they're able to social distance visitors coming in. The one thing this year that people that have been to Waldermere in the past, it is not free this year because they need to control the number of people coming in. So you'll need to purchase a ticket either in advance or when you arrive there. But all of the rides are being sanitized after each use. So, that Splash Lagoon, the indoor water park, is open. So there's a lot going on here in summer, as I'm sure you're experiencing in Butler. It's been just incredible. It's been day after day of temperatures in the 80s, 70s, sunny. So it's a great time. We think it's a great destination, very close to home. So we want to promote that it's safe, it's close. We're encouraging people to take a staycation where they're, you know, able to travel somewhere very close to home.
And I like the distance, because you know how you just want to get out of your own area for a small bit, but yet Erie is so close, it is close to home. You know, it's that kind of in between. We don't have to drive across the country, but at the same time, we're not in our backyard.
Right. And, you know, so in making it a vacation, you're here in an hour and a half or less. You know, that's all it takes to get here. So you're right. You're not spending a lot of time in a car or traveling through a whole lot of areas where health-wise you're not sure what it's going to be like.
Yeah. I want to ask you a couple of things about the beaches and Waldermere, and then I want to get into how this has affected your economy. Going to the beaches first, since you mentioned that first, are you doing what I call the crop circles on the beach? You know, are you designating areas for people to sit, or are you just trusting people to sit 6 feet apart? How are you handling that along the beach?
What they're doing is the park rangers and the lifeguards on those beaches that are available for swimming are walking the beaches to make sure that people are social distancing in groups. And, you know, they're making sure that, you know, they'll go up, is the group a family unit, et cetera. You know, and then they're telling them to social distance. When you have 7 miles of beach, the social distancing is not difficult. Mm-hmm. And what we're finding is that people are going to the beaches and are cognizant of that and are social distancing. So, you know, particularly the beaches where there's families, you know, they're That has not been a problem. They spend a little bit more time at a beach that might attract younger beachgoers to make sure that they are social distancing.
And let me move on to Waldemere. Always love Waldemere. We get on the roller coaster and get back in line. You know, that's us.
Yeah.
And then do it again and do it again. But for Waldemere, how are you, or the folks there at Waldemere, how do they clean those rides after every use? Is it a spray? Do they wipe it down? How does that work?
Yeah, they're spraying and wiping down the rides after every use. If you're on a roller coaster or another type of ride like that, they're leaving a row of seats between each, people getting in, so that they're able to maintain the distance while you're on the ride. Then when the ride ends, they go through spray and wipe down all of the rides and any high touch surfaces.
What reaction are you getting from people at this point? And I ask it that way because I think when there's sudden change for any of us in any part of our lives, you know, it becomes unsettling. We have to get used to things. Do you find that the public is getting used to the protocols now, or do you still find that it's an unsettling change for them?
Well, I think people are becoming more used to the protocols, and I think more and more people are expecting to see those kind of protocols put into place. So I think it's still probably unsettling to everybody. It's a different normal. But I think we're finding people are more and more willing to accept what's necessary to keep themselves healthy. And I know all of our facilities from hotels, to restaurants, et cetera, have really stepped up and are definitely following all of the guidelines by the state or the CDC on what to do to provide as much touchless interaction and then also the sanitizing.
John Oliver with us, Erie Tourism. And Erie is open for you to visit, a fabulous place. A lot of us have been there many times. And so just trying to get out there that if you want to visit Butler County, great. If you want to kind of get out of Butler County, Erie is right there and open for you. But, John, let me ask you, how did this affect your economy, COVID-19? Because tourism is a big part of Erie County.
Yeah, it did have a major impact on our economy, and it was almost an instant impact. Basically everything pretty much shut down the middle of March. We went into the green phase. I think it was June 8th that we went into the green phase, and things started to begin to open. What we're seeing is that tourism this summer has made a comeback, and frankly, I think all of us have been surprised at how much tourism has come back this summer. Of course, weather has been a big factor, and we lost a lot of jobs. In June, out of 15,500 jobs that were lost, nearly 7,000 of them were in leisure and hospitality. So you can see that it had a major impact, but we've started to see the employment come back. Facilities are beginning to see an increase each month in terms of attendance, occupancy. But certainly the summer has helped. Fall, I think, I don't need to tell people in Butler how beautiful September and October weather could be. Weather is somewhat similar, being that close. But certainly as we go into a grape harvest, we have a wine trail that has 25 wineries between Erie, Pennsylvania, and up into New York State. The weather is great, and the opportunities are there to continue to come. And I know all of our wineries are practicing the social distancing. They're limiting people that can come in and do wine tasting so that they can maintain distances, et cetera. So we're looking forward to hopefully the weather continuing and being able to promote a lot of fall activities for people wanting to get away for a weekend or even midweek if it's a retired couple.
Have you seen any correlation between your comeback and the number of cases? And I'm not going to ask the number of cases that you have today because we know that changes every single day. But we know here in Butler County, if we're looking at, we'll say the Allegheny County and surrounding areas, we are at a much lower number than our neighbors in that vicinity. So what's happening in Erie County? Are your numbers stabilizing? Are they lowering? What have you seen?
Well, we've seen our numbers stabilizing. You know, they jumped, you know, when the weather started to get nice, we saw a rise in numbers. And I think that has to do with more people, neighborhoods, people getting together. But they have stabilized our numbers. And you know, we're very careful in tourism on who we're inviting to come to Erie. And to be quite honest, we're not promoting ourselves in Allegheny County or some of the collar counties around Pittsburgh other than Butler. Because what we're doing is on a daily basis, we're checking case counts in 16 counties in Ohio, New York, and Pennsylvania just to make sure that when we're inviting someone to come to Erie, we're not inviting people that have high case counts or are seeing a surge in the virus, not only to protect our own residents, but also to provide that additional sense of safety for our visitors coming here, that we're only inviting areas where we feel the health situation is similar to ours.
So if we're coming from Butler County, you're not necessarily saying we have to quarantine because we're a little lower.
Oh, no.
Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, and actually, you know, at this particular time in Pennsylvania, whether if you're in Pennsylvania, New York, or Ohio, there is not a requirement for anybody to quarantine, when they arrive. So, but we're doing that just as a sense of wanting to make sure that we're not going to be overtly promoting to bring people into our county that are experiencing higher case counts or surges. Not only, as I mentioned, for the protection of our own residents, but also for the protection of those visitors who want to come to Erie.
Sure.
That's not to say that people don't come here on their own. We're certainly a well-known destination for Southwest Pennsylvania, so we do see visitors, but we're not encouraging them, through our promotions to come here.
John Oliver, Erie Tourism, and yeah, when you say promotions, I'm singing your jingle in my head. It's a great jingle. I love it. VisitErie.com, of course, is the website if you want to go and visit, but Visit Erie PA is always in my head. Anyway,
one last thing, too. People can get information at VisitErie.com, or we have a great app, and it's free. It's called Hello Erie. Go to the App Store and download it, and that gives you virtually up-to-minute information on what's going on, specials, discounts, anything like that.
And, John, do you have another minute? Because I'd love to ask you a couple of questions about tourism in general.
Oh, sure. I have as much time as you want.
Join me for a couple of hours, right? It's John's show.
Yeah, right.
Let me ask you about tourism in the way that it means to Erie, because, again, tourism here is a little different than Erie. But does your tourism fall off in a typical year, pre-COVID? Does it fall off a little bit in the fall and winter, or do you just adjust in what you invite people to do?
Well, we adjust in what we invite people to do. What we have found is fall, September and October, have been incredibly strong months for us. So we're becoming more of a four-season destination. November, December, we see a lot of Canadians come down for shopping, although this year they probably won't be able to get into the country. So we have business then. Winter is, you know, would be our slowest time of the year. Although we do promote skiing at Peak and Peak Resort, which is just next to us in New York State. So, and Splash Lagoon, the indoor water park, draws a tremendous number of people that come in. So we promote that. Spring, you know, we start to build up. And then when we get into summer, summer still is our peak time.
And you have Mill Creek Mall up there as well. Any restrictions there, or is that open to folks?
Yes, the Mill Creek Mall is open to folks. You know, there again, it's all the social distancing. You know, they're maintaining that. I think it's 50% occupancy. in the mall. But it is a very large mall. It's like 170 stores in there. So there's a lot of stores and then surrounding the outside. So, shopping is, we do see a lot of people that come in to shop, particularly from Ohio and New York for the tax-free for shopping.
And let me ask you about Splash Lagoon. How are they handling their facility? Because they are an indoor facility. Are they just reducing the capacity, or are they?
Well,
do they have contingency plans?
Yeah, I mean, they are reducing capacity. They're also, again, following the strict guidelines in terms of sanitizing, people maintaining social distancing as they're waiting to get on the rides itself, and they're going to be continuing to do that.
So what does it look like
but,
for you,
but
John?
They are offering some great packages too.
Yeah,
that include overnight family opportunities for that.
So, John, what does it look like for you in the future? How are you planning for the future for Erie, as none of us know what the future holds in the next month to 6 months, but how is your team planning for keeping tourism alive and well as it is right now in Erie?
Well, we're looking to continue to advertise where we can. We're doing a lot more trying to do, radio interviews like this, social media, because, our organization, Visit Erie, is dependent upon hotel tax revenue that provides us the revenue to promote. And we had seen a big drop in that. And I think it's going to be a factor probably through the winter. Until we have a vaccination, I think we're going to be, continually looking at a changing landscape. We're looking to adapt to that as best we can, whether it's, limiting occupancy and facilities. There may be some that, our cultural events, our Philharmonic, our well-known playhouse, they're going to be doing events virtual so that people can watch it. And so we may be promoting the fact that you can, listen to or watch the Erie Philharmonic Orchestra online. And so we can promote that so, people outside of Erie will have an opportunity to see some of the things. Well, we're seeing that, we have a new magic and comedy club that is just open.
Oh, so, yeah?
It's called Tellers. And it's after a famous magician who came from Erie, and the gentleman has now opened up, a club. It was just comedy at one time. Now he's combining comedy and magic. And, it's a fascinating show that they'll be putting on, and they'll have magicians from around the country coming through along with comedians. So, in spite of what we've had, what we're seeing, we are seeing people that are looking to continue to open new businesses that we think will help attract visitors.
John Oliver with Erie Tourism, again, great app that is out there. Hello Erie, got that right. Is that right, John?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And, of course, online, if you go visiterie.com. John, I'm going to let you go, so I just want to see what your final thoughts are today and what you'd like to share with us before we let you go.
Well, thank you, Tracy, for having me on. And I just want to encourage everyone, all of your listeners, that please feel secure and safe in knowing that you can come and visit Erie, have an enjoyable time, and at least for a short time, put the virus in the back of your mind.
John, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Tracy. Certainly appreciate it.